Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
It's a Bill and Jessica Show. We have Kylie Robinson's mom, Danielle, in studio. For people who don't know, Kylie, of course, fatally murdered back in 2023 in an unsolved murder in Laurel. You've been, you know, kind of talking about, you know, what happened, awful situation. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, our condolences go out to you, our thoughts. And I mean, it's just an awful situation. Cannot imagine, you know, what you've been through over the past couple years. You know, you can't even, like, you know, we can't even begin to say that we understand. But, you know, we are, you know, here to support and, you know, talk about Kylie and remember, you know, him. You have the second annual Kylie's Mom Steps Against Gun Violence Walk coming up October the 26th. You did it last year. Once again, doing it this year. Talk to us about it. Tell us how it started and, you know, talk to us about the walk coming up.
Okay, so after my son was murdered, I, of course, you know, the funeral and everything like that. So a few months went by and I was like, I really need to do like an event like for the kids or whatever, his friends and things like that, where they can come together and we can start remembering not only my son, but other teens that have been murdered also, that, you know, kids are losing their friends, their loved ones or whatever. So I was thinking, like, what could I do? I tried to have event after event, and I kept getting shut down by people. Like, I kind of tried to, like, what is it? Like, get together with other people and put it, like, I don't know what it's called. I can't get the word together, but try to, like,
go, like, team up with them?
Like, team up, okay. Yeah. So, like, I was trying to do that, but a lot of times it would shut down because, of course, my son was shot, so when people are shot, they don't really want to do events because they think that it draws violence. So I just kept getting shut down. So then one day I was looking on Facebook and I seen one of Kylie's friends make a post, and it said, all of my friends are on obituaries. And when I read that, it has always stuck with me. And I was like, you know what? If I can't do nothing else, I'm gonna do a walk. That's what I'm gonna do. And they can't stop me from that because we have the right to do that. So what I did was I tried to come up with a good name, and I found the Steps Against Gun Violence. And I was like, yeah, because that's what we're doing. We're stepping. So I put this all together myself. I did have a little help with Denora Elzey. She lives in Laurel, and she was just my support system through it all. I did do it all by myself. I brought all the people together for it. The banner, I made that myself. What I wanted to do was I wanted to bring awareness not only to my son's shooting, but to actually bring other people along to walk in the walk to support them, because my son's not the only shooting in Laurel, nor will it be the last anywhere else. So I just feel like other people don't know how to be a voice, so I chose to be the voice for them. So that's why I did started the walk. The walk last year was very successful. I actually did the walk not knowing that I was gonna have that many people. On the flyer, I showed a picture from a drone that was recording the whole walk. And the picture that I put on my new flyer really shows that this is what can happen when you bring people together. Just because it was an act of violence does not mean that when you walk in it, you can't be peaceful. And I think that just walking together is showing that people will show up and they will stand up for their people. This year, it would be a second annual. We walked on the road last year. I did pay for two officers last year. Which one rode in front of us and one rode behind us. They didn't necessarily have to, like, block the road off, but we were there. They were outstanding. We had a few women that, you know, have a hard time walking. They drove them the rest of the way back to the park. You know, at the park, we had, like, speakers. I had did raffles prior. I gave a free basket away last year. We had free food. I had donations from Pepsi's and hers. I have the same ones this year, but Starbucks also is giving free coffee in the morning.
Oh, that's great.
So I actually have them as a donation as well. I have multiple free giveaways this year, which is great. I will have vendors out there this time. Only a few, not a lot, you know, because I don't want it to be like overwhelming for them. I have a few great activities for us to do that I think that some of the mothers would enjoy. The only thing that is different about the walk this year is that we will not be doing it on the road.
Okay.
That is a big deal for me, because what's the point of us walking on sidewalks? I guess rules have changed for Laurel.
Okay.
And I'm only saying that because I've asked other people that have had walks, what do they pay for police?
Mm-hmm.
This year, it was stated to me at the police station that they require a minimum of 3 hours. They have to have, I have to have at least 6 to 8 officers to block the streets off. And the total for that would be $1,600. I am not a 501c nonprofit. Not that I'm not trying to be. But I do everything from my own self.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have $1,600. But I did ask them, do you not understand that my son was shot on an unsafe, high, violent area, street that you claim that's very high crime area?
Because
that's what they state. It's unsolved. Do you not think that you shouldn't support me in this? I'm not asking it, but once a year, why do I need to pay that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'll have to walk on the sidewalk, because that is our rule. We do it for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
That is the rule. So my idea of that is just like,
is there a sidewalk down that road?
Some of the road does have sidewalk and some doesn't. But yeah, my thing is that it's only once a year.
Mm-hmm.
My son lived in Laurel, like he went to school in Laurel, like he's part of the community just as anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I walked in a walk in Georgetown for Pastor Neil, and I asked him the same question. How much did he pay for his officers? And he said nothing, because Georgetown supports the people in their community. So when he told me that, it really was heartbreaking for me, because it lets me know that my community where my son lived, like went to school at, and where he was shot and was not protected, doesn't support this. So it's fine, because I always say,
but you're still going to have the walk.
I'm still having the walk, and it's still going to happen. And we're going to walk on a sidewalk, and we're going to have our little
So you are going to walk down that road.
We're going to walk. I made the route a little different.
Okay.
So this year we will be starting, because you always learn lessons from the first time around.
Right.
So we will meet at the Roger C. Fisher Park. You will park there. Everyone will be right there.
Okay.
We will walk out and walk up West 6th versus going up West 1st, West 7th first, where my son was shot.
Okay.
So we'll walk up West 6th. We'll go up and go on Crockett Ave instead of the, I think it's Townsend right there where the basketball court is. We're going to go up one street, because I want them to come out at the, when you come up that street, there's a store here. And Little Creek is there. And then if you look this way, it's onto the right, you'll see Wexford. There has been multiple shootings at Wexford Village. You've had shootings at Little Creek. And on West 7th, there have been shootings. And that's where my son was shot. So the idea is to meet right at that corner, and all of us stand there. And I have something that I want to say when I'm on that, in that area. Then we'll walk down 7th, West 7th, go past the house where my son was shot. And then we'll turn left on Bell Ave, which takes you directly back across the street to Roger C. Fisher Park.
So
it's just a hoop. It's like a little square.
Sunday, this Sunday.
So it's this Sunday.
October 26th. Starts at what time?
So I put 11:30 so everyone could meet on time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wanted to start it at 12, but if I say 11:30, people will get there on time.
Right.
Then we can start all together.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is, if you don't have anything to wear, I didn't get shirts or anything made to wear an orange shirt. Orange is for gun violence. That's why everything is always in orange.
I see you have some wristbands there.
I have these for you.
Oh, thank you.
And I have some cards. There will be giveaways. There will be speakers. I did request that anybody has a loved one that was shot and they did pass away from, you know, being shot. Mm-hmm. If they have a picture that wants to be added to my 2025 board, to do that. I've had people send pictures in. I do not need their name. I do not need their death date. I just want a picture of them. The reason I only like the picture is because that is the picture of the moment that we want to remember. We don't need to know when they passed away. We just need to know that they still exist and they're still here. And that's why I only do the picture. Mm-hmm. We don't need all that extra stuff.
Right.
Every board for every year will be carried in the walk. So last year I had Orby's mom. She walked in the walk and she carried my first board. So every board every year will have pictures added, but it will they will always walk in the walk and be displayed.
If people want more information, they want to, come on out. They want to support, they want to be a part of this walk. How can they do that? You got something on social media?
I do have it on Facebook on my events page. I do have a page for Kylie's Mom Steps Against Gun Violence.
Okay.
It's also on there. All of my social medias have this walk on there. They're all Justice for Kylie. Mm-hmm. So if you ever look at me on TikTok, that's what my name is. On Instagram, that's what my name is. And on Facebook.
The walk coming up this Sunday, October the 26th. And if you have any information on this awful crime that took place back in 2023, please contact Crime Stoppers. They're asking for anyone with info. You can contact them. They have a $5,000 reward, 1-800-847-3333, DelawareCrimeStoppers.com. Danielle, anything else you want to add before we wrap up?
No, I just want everyone to always, when you're home with your kids, talk to them, even if they get on your nerves and they don't want to say anything to you. Just kind of like, figure out what they're doing. Just embrace them. If they want to go somewhere, allow them, but just always support them. Make sure that they are comfortable talking to you about anything, because I know I had that with my son. So knowing that I was the last person that texted him makes me feel like, he knew he was loved. So as long as your kids know that they're loved, whatever they do out here, that's the only advice I give parents.
Wow. Thank you so much for coming in. And, like we said, anytime, you have something, please let us know. We would definitely, support you.